أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the prophet, his household, his companions, and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear brethren, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said in his hadith, كل مؤدب يحب أن تؤتى مأدوبته. Every host who invites would wish to see his invitation answered. وإن القرآن مأدوبة الله في الأرض فلا تهجروه. And the Quran is the banquet of Allah on earth, so don't forsake it. My quotation for a banquet for you today is a short verse of the Quran. It is few in words, but when you ponder over it, you will find it generous and rich beyond limits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah says, he who heeds Allah, Allah will provide him with an outlet from his crisis. And he who relies on Allah, Allah will be sufficient for him. This is a verse that combines the mention of taqwa and the mention of reliance on Allah. Taqwa is quite a complex word. When you read the translations, sometimes you see it as the fear of Allah. Sometimes you see it the heeding of Allah. This is the terminology I prefer. Sometimes you read it as the consciousness of Allah. The word in Arabic means to protect yourself from, by. You protect yourself from danger by taking refuge with Allah. To protect yourself from sins by refuge in Allah. Protect yourself from enemies by refuge with Allah. Protect yourself from Allah by refuge with Allah. لا ملجأ منه إلا إليه. As the Quran says, there is no shelter from him but him. And the taqwa is not something just that you do. It is not something that you say. It is not something that you appear of. Because Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, "At-taqwa hahuna," wa ashara ila qalbi. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said, "Taqwa is here," and he pointed to his heart. So taqwa is a continual attitude, is to be in a condition of taqwa all the time, is to feel when you are alone that he is with you, is to feel when there are the two of you that you have a third, is to feel tempted to do something which is not appropriate, but you remember he is there and you refrain from doing it. A person can be taqi in taqwa, or a group, or a nation. Not a single virtue mentioned in the Quran, but it was relegated to the condition of taqwa. Those who fight fi sabilillah, al-muttaqoon. The verse that says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ إلى آخر الآية. ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And all virtues of the Quran and all refraining from every sin mentioned in the Quran was relegated and assigned to those who heed Allah, al-muttaqoon. And if one can acquire taqwa, the rest is easy. If one can be in a state of taqwa, continual state of taqwa, then all his affairs will be all right. And he will be saved from the shaitan outside him and from the shaitan inside him. And the second injunction is, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He who relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be sufficient for him. But rely on Allah has to be taken at its true value. Because there is a difference between tawakkul and tawakul. Some people confuse being lazy with being relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Arab asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, أَعْقِلُ نَاقَتِي أَمْ أَتَوَكَّلُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, shall I tie the reins of my camel or shall I rely on Allah? And the Prophet said, tie it and rely on Allah. Reliance on Allah is when you do your very, very best, no less than that, and then you raise your face to Allah and say, Ya Allah, tawakkaltu alayk. Umar ibn al-Khattab once said, لا يقعد أحدكم عن طلب الرزق وقد علم أن السماء لا تمطر ذهبا ولا فضة. Don't the one of you idle about earning his living, and he knows that the sky doesn't rain gold or silver. To be mutawakkil ala Allah means that you have to be very active, very activist to all limits possible, and then you qualify to be mutawakkil ala Allah. Of course, the examples of tawakkul ala Allah and of taqwa are plenty in the Quran, are plenty in our lives. Maybe a glaring example in the Quran is Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. When he was arrested and convicted to be thrown into the fire, and Jibreel would ask him, do you need anything? And he says, not from you. And the last thing Ibrahim said was, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And that is the reliance on Allah. قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. And Allah said, O fire, be cool and the peace upon Ibrahim. None of us can attain what Ibrahim عليه السلام attained. And yet, every day we see examples of people who are muttaqul and who rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah, as He promised, would find to them an exit from their crisis and would be sufficient to them as they rely upon Him. I would like to give you an example, although the examples are many, and I know many of them amongst you sitting in the mosque now. But it is something I came to know recently. In one of the Middle Eastern countries, the man was a school teacher in a village, and he got the news to transfer to the capital. Although he would be missing his family and his friends, but it was considered that to move to the capital would be a promotion. And so he decided to go to the capital. And it so happened that man was very known for his piety. And it so happened that the day he arrived to the capital and went into his new home, the police came and arrested him in one of those rounding up to the Islamic elements. And they just took him, leaving the wife, an 8-year boy, and an infant. And all she had was 50 piastres, at the time the equivalent of $2. And he said to her, I leave you to Allah. In a little time, the baby acquired fever, became very hot. She has no money, she knows no one. And she said, Oh Allah, my husband left us to you. Whom are you leaving us to? And in that moment, the doorbell rang. And she opened to find a man who said, I am the doctor. Where is the patient? She was shocked. She took him to the baby. He examined the baby, prescribed medicine, and found that she was weeping all the time. As he gave her the prescription and was going, she said, But who you are and why did you come? And the doctor told her, You called me, are you not? Apartment 20. She said, No, we are 19. And the doctor confused the two apartments and rang the bell. And she said, I am sorry, I didn't call you and I cannot pay you because my husband was arrested a few hours ago. And he said, Don't worry. And he went and bought the medicine and brought it back to her. at no charge. Next morning came, and she sent the little boy to buy breakfast, to buy medemis, beans. It is stewed beans that are a mainstay diet in Egypt. And the shop was just across the street. The boy went with some money, bought some medemis, and as he was going out, the bowl in which he held the medemis fell to the floor and was broken to pieces. And the boy started crying. His crying was so frantic that the shopkeeper told him, "Don't worry, your father will buy you another one." He said, "Oh, my father was arrested yesterday and we have no one." And the man said, "Don't worry." And for 18 months, a tray of food went up from the shop to their flat. For 18 months, the shopkeeper prepared a tray containing lunch and the dinner and next morning's breakfast. Until after 18 months, the man was found innocent and was released. Not after 18 minutes or 18 days, after 18 months. I was very impressed by this, and I came to believe even more and more and more that this brilliant, unexpected outlet from a crisis and the sustenance from where he never expected, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Where at any time or by any chance the man would know he would be arrested and that for 18 months his family will be fed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, I think, a lesson. It was a lesson to me certainly, to try and do our best to acquire that attitude of piety, of heeding, of taqwa, and the reliance of Allah upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سألوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear brethren, the news are hot about those 39 people who committed suicide a day or two ago. And certainly this is news, but it is not the first of its kind, because 2 decades ago Jim Jones committed suicide with his cult religious group. And it wouldn't be the last, but it is just another proof that our current society is confused and is going astray. The values taught by religious values work no more. People are thirsty. They don't find something to believe in and rely on. The Jews the other day, the Orthodox Jews, proclaimed a statement that the Conservative Jews and Reform Jews are kafirs, they're not Jews. Christianity in the United States has 204 denominations. Apart from speaking about God had a son and then killed his own son. People are thirsty for something that you hold. There is no answer for the human soul except the teachings of Islam. But you need to furnish the transport. Because Islam is there with all its light and guidance and wealth. But it needs the transport. Who is to tell those people about Islam? Who is to proclaim to those people the realities of Islam? I know some people who came to accept Islam in the center. Some of them would say, I've read the Quran. Some would say, by chance, I came and attended the center and I attended for 1 year listening. Some people, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, could penetrate Muslims into Islam and see the reality of Islam. But Islam needs transport. It shouldn't stay in the book. Islam is theory and action, and you are the action. And the part of this action is the proclamation, ad-da'wah. You have to guide people to Islam, because you are the ummah that will be the witness over the other nations. And without proclaiming Islam to them, and witnessing who would accept and who would reject, how are you going to do that witness? And therefore I suggest that you add to your religious obligations, like prayer and fasting, to present Islam to people, first by your example, because people read Islam in you, and second by establishing contacts and building bridges over which Islam can travel from you to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be that. And may He fill our hearts with His love and love of our fellow Muslim and fellow human being. And may Allah enable us to live and die and live again upon La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma amla qulubana bimahabbatik wajma'na ala ta'atika wa mardatika wal hubb fiik. وألهمنا الجهاد في سبيلك وأحينا وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله.